Well, you know that saying, laughter is the best medicine? Well, if true, Carl Hyacin has been practicing without a license for years. He is the doggedly satirical observer of all things wacky in Florida, in both his columns for the Miami Herald and well over a dozen books. In the 2016 novel Razor Girl, he weaves together insurance fraud, beach erosion, the mob, reality TV, and real headlines about Floridians. By the way, a warning, they are real, but they may not be for everyone. Real headlines like, Manatee Woman Punches Sister in Fight Over Vibrator, deputies say, and Florida Woman Causes Accident While Shaving Private Parts. That last real person inspired the title character of Razor Girl, which is out in paperback this week. We spoke with Carl Hyacin when the book was first published. Carl, I think we actually talked at one point when we were talking about these crazy headlines that come out of Florida. I think we did talk about the 2010 true story about the woman shaving herself.
Right, and had caused an accident down in the Keys. She was doing some personal grooming while she was driving, and she crashed into a car full of tourists. So one of my sons sent me that clipping, and I'd saved it, of course, trying in some depraved way to fit it into a novel. First of all, how do you improve on it in fiction? And then where would it go? So I said, why don't I start the book with something like that and see what happens?
This is why other authors just get so angry at you, Carl Hyacin, because you're so lucky. You just have these headlines, these stories about Floridians. How many others in your book? I mean, there's so many storylines. You've got a cop who's had his badge removed because of coloring outside the lines. You've got somebody who shores up shorelines. What's the name of the company?
Sedimental Journeys. Yeah, beach renourishment is a huge business in Florida because erosion is a continuous problem, and the beach is an expensive commodity. I mean, we sell the image of beaches and we sell property on the beaches. And so when the beach starts disappearing, they turn to these companies to either dredge up sand from offshore and redo the beach, or actually in many cases they go to the Bahamas and get sand. And the guy in my book, the scammer in my book, decides that Cuba would be a good place to try to get some sand. He's gotten into trouble with the mob because he brought in some really bad sand.
From a landfill. It had glass in it.
And there's, you know, so all the kids building sandcastles are sitting there getting shredded. And so the mafia said, you put in a good beach or else.
Well, you've got your central character, Andrew Yancey, who also appeared in your Bad Monkey. He's a former detective now busted down to health inspector for restaurants. A big case comes up when it's discovered that this is so disgusting, so disgusting. Somebody has shaved their beard in a pot of like gumbo or something.
Quinoa. I don't go for the gumbo. No, it's quinoa.
At this health restaurant. Do you get people like health inspectors sidling up to you and kind of saying, I got a story for you?
I don't have to do that, Robin, because in Florida, because of the public records law, all restaurant inspections can be looked up online. I go out to eat all the time and the food's great. But if you want to find something that'll make you want to sleep with the lights on, just read a few of these reports from some of the sketchier places. And I take my character, Andrew Yancey, and put him in this situation. And he was a hotshot detective working on like real crime, and now he's literally counting cockroach wings on roach patrol.
But talking about restaurants, I think it was also a restaurant where this huge rodent-like thing runs through, and the owner says, oh, yeah, that's Hemingway's cat.
Right. He's trying to tell. It's actually what it is there's a species, an invasive species in the Keys that's a real thing that I put in a book called a Gambian pouch rat. Actually, they're called giant Gambian pouch rats. And they were released on an island called Grassy Key several years ago after they didn't flourish in the pet trade. Not surprisingly, not many people wanted to buy a 9-pound rat as their household pet. So the business tanked. And this guy in real life, he didn't know what to do with the rat, so he just let him go. And there's sightings occasionally in the Keys, and it's always intrigued me. So I decided to put a small herd of them in this novel and have them show up in one of Yancey's restaurant patrols. But they're the largest rat on the planet. I know that's probably not appealing to you, but it was to me as a novelist.
Well, others have wondered there's a silliness, but also a scathingness in some of your commentary. Janet Maslin, the New York Times, points out that you're kind of skewering the nature of our country right now in the center of the new book because there's a reality show, Bayou Brethren. It's a duck dynasty, except there's a group of brothers who are actually from Wisconsin who have been trained how to speak Cajun.
They have a Cajun dialect. So, yes. Yeah, sure.
And what's the name of their church?
Oh, it's the Holy Tabernacle of Chickapaw, something like that. They had a fake church built so that they could give fake sermons. If you write satire, you're looking at the whole big picture, what's going on in the country. And that whole section of the novel was devised and written long before the Republican convention this summer, when one of the actual Duck Dynasty guys gets up and addresses the grand old party of the United States. I mean, I couldn't have invented that. Tom Wolfe couldn't have invented that scene. So if you're writing satire, you're trying to stay ahead of the absurdity, and sometimes it catches up with you. And this is the year I think it's catching up.
Well, and your character who allegedly runs this chicken farm or something, again, who is in reality from Wisconsin with his brothers, turns out to be, you know, he says racist things, and
sure,
he's got people who believe him.
They worship him. They hang on every word. And I mean, he's just an accordion player from Wisconsin, and he's trained to be a redneck reality star. And all of a sudden, he's looking himself in the mirror because there's a guy on the other side who actually is believing all the stuff that he's saying.
Well,
and that's what I think is a real phenomenon, is that you – all the talk and the hate and the bigotry that you stir up with rhetoric sometimes comes home to roost. And in this particular – for this particular character, who's really just trying to make a buck on TV, he's now facing somebody who's really dangerous, who thinks everything he says is gospel.
Miami Herald columnist and author Carl Hiaasen. The latest book is Razor Girl. Google it. Carl, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks for having me back.